Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Back in 2002, Time Magazine called Sacramento America's most diverse city. Today, it's still among the country's most diverse metropolitan areas. However, when it comes to sharing important information and resources, language and cultural barriers can be a challenge. In recent years, the city of Sacramento has been turning to the public for help with reaching out to many communities, particularly those in under-resourced neighborhoods. These people are called community ambassadors, and they help the city build bridges with diverse groups. And this month, the newest cohort of ambassadors will be announced. Here to provide a deeper look at the program, along with its goals and impacts, are Lynette Hall, the Community Engagement Manager for the City of Sacramento, and a community ambassador himself, Juan Carlos Ruiz. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Lynette, I want to start with you. I mean, what led to the creation of the Community Ambassadors Program? Because it's relatively new. Within the last few years?
Yeah, so it started out as a pilot project. We really looked at the Aggie Square project and the amount of resources that are coming. It's in the Oak Park area, along the Stockton Boulevard. And we know that there's going to be a lot of dollars pouring into that project. And we wanted to make sure that folks knew about it. And so we created a pilot project that looked at the key demographics in that neighborhood, languages that were spoken. And so the first community ambassador program was actually only 7 ambassadors. Oftentimes, we know that cultural and language barriers have historically prevented people from feeling engaged with government. And so we wanted to try to figure creative ways. As the community engagement manager, my job is to design creative and effective outreach strategies. And so we tried it, and it worked, and we've expanded to 18. Sometimes people are more comfortable with people that look like them or speak the first language. As a city of Sacramento, we have to be comfortable with that as well.
Do you have an idea of how many languages are spoken in the city, given that you've grown your community ambassadors to more than a dozen now?
Yeah, so we really looked at some of the languages that more than 5% of the population speak. It's not a lot. Most folks are bilingual. But from a cultural perspective, people just feel comfortable talking to people that they know. And so the city has leveraged neighborhood associations and community-based organizations for years. But we wanted to make sure that we provided training and stipends to support that work. A lot of times your values go by, you know, your budget and how you support folks. And so we currently, of our last cohort, we were able to address 11 different languages and cultures. And so super excited. We've received over 170 applications for this cohort. And it's always a learning process. Government has never done this before where you pay community members directly. So every year we learn what works, what doesn't work. We started out, you know, paying a certain stipend amount. And then we realized that we're asking our ambassadors to do more, and so we should pay more. And we also want to make sure that they're trained efficiently as well. And so that's one of the changes that we've made this year, making some of the trainings required.
You know, Juan Carlos, you're one of the ambassadors. You know, you were drawn to this. You know, what drew you to the Community Ambassadors Program within the city?
Well, precisely the opportunity to serve the community. I am conscious because of my daily work with the Consulate of Mexico that language is a big barrier and not everybody is literate enough in terms of literature or technology to go and browse. So getting the information in a digested form to them, to me, was very important. So that's what drew me, the opportunity to get this information directly to them.
Yeah, and you're, I mean, putting foot to pavement. You are talking to these people directly to help, you know, get them information and resources and just make them feel more comfortable, you know, with being engaged. What of the biggest strides have you experienced, you know, last year being an ambassador?
Well, we had the opportunity to bring the city and the consulate into a large educational fair that we organized. And we prepared the play, a theater play with puppets, in which we communicated some of the programs that the city have for the community in a friendly manner, in a way in which people found entertainment. And it broke the barrier of, well, the authorities, I don't trust them. I kind of see them with suspiciousness. So in a way, I think being the liaising part of the project is beautiful because You get to hear what the city has to offer, and then you get to bring the needs of your community and communicate them. So it's a beautiful job to be able to be the bridge between those two and ensure that actually the projects and the programs that are designed to help those that need it most are actually reaching those that need it most in a way that they can comprehend and understanding not only with languages, but also the depth of what it means sometimes. You know, for us, sitting there and hearing firsthand from the authorities how they design a project, it can be convoluted, it can be difficult. So it's important that we understand it and then we take it to the community in a digested way.
Yeah. I mean, given that, you know, you are focused on, you know, the Latino community, you know, because you work at the Mexican consulate, when you're working with your colleagues as ambassadors, working with other communities, do you guys, because Lynette mentioned, like, this is a learning process, this isn't something that is really foundational to how a city functions. I mean, do you guys kind of, you know, workshop together what works, what doesn't?
Absolutely, yes. I think it's been a privilege to be able to sit down and learn from the other communities because, as you say, we tend to be in this isolated pocket of serving a group of or language or ethnic group. And the opportunities to mingle or to get out of our comfort zone to understand what other minorities facing similar or dissimilar circumstances are facing is not that easy. And so this has given us a chance to learn what other communities are facing, what challenges they have to overcome, and what beautiful things they're doing, you know, in terms of cultural projects, festivals, share with them, because at the end of the day, we are all members of the same city, of the same community, and we enrich one another. So I don't know, Lynette maybe has different experiences with that, but I love to hear from the other ambassadors and the other communities, different parts of the city as well.
Yeah, it's been great to see different cultures of the ambassadors work closely together. One of the things we also do is we break bread together. We eat together. And so every month we use different ethnic cuisine. So people get an opportunity to experience different types of food. We always support small businesses. So all of the food are always provided by small businesses. But we also provide a stipend for folks to get creative about how they outreach to their communities. And so Juan, a great example is that we were promoting grants for artists. Up to $10,000. This was a program that came through some of the ARPA funds. And we wanted to make sure that our diverse community knew about it. And so Juan said, hey, my community is really interested in this. And so he actually created a bilingual puppet show that really walked folks through how to apply for this artist grant. And we saw the immediate impacts. We saw that with that program, over 75% of the grants went to folks of color, which was a really huge success for us. And so I think that's where we see the impact. Me, from the city perspective, I see the impact when I see different voices being centered, when I see different proposals coming that have never come before, when I see small business, diverse businesses taking advantage of, you know, grants or programs that we have. That's where we see our success. So it's been an amazing program to hear folks say that they feel like they've never been as engaged as they have before. We're out in the community, so our ambassadors also come with us to festivals. We're all about meeting people where they are. One of the things I say is I communicate with folks how they want to be communicated with. And for a long time, folks thought that translations were just the key, and I say that's a check the box. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we're talking about really complex things. And so having someone that speaks that language that can really explain it, I think it goes a lot further than just trying to translate a document.
Does it also go beyond language? Because there's also ableism as well. Like if someone doesn't speak, can't hear, I mean, has trouble with eyesight. I mean, are there other ways to get information and resources to people?
Absolutely. So we're all about being accessible, but I make it clear that this ambassador is a cultural and language justice program. And so, you know, if someone is hard of hearing, we can always accommodate. The city is always going to accommodate anything. But this is very specific to culture and language.
And now that there's a new cohort that's going to be announced and they're going to, you know, go through training, I want to end with you, Juan Carlos. What advice do you have for the incoming cohort?
Well, they already applied, 170 people, so probably they already heard this. But I think if you're going to apply, you want to serve. That's the most important thing. Only apply if you really want to serve your community, because it sometimes is hard work, and it requires wanting to go beyond what is asked for it to be really useful and as creative as it has been. So yeah, we meet once a month and then we discuss about the issues and we get some training. It seems that that's going to increase in the next cohort. But even translating that into how do you take it to your community takes some time, because some people walk door to door. Some people organize little town hall mm-hmm. meetings in a way, or just get into social media. But even that, translating into simple ways, a lot of information in social media, is not that easy. So it does require wanting to do something for the community, because the money, it's improved now, which is great.
Right.
But it's not what you do it for. You do it for the love and for the opportunity to link the community with the city.
Juan Carlos and Lynette, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a privilege.
Lynette Hall is the Community Engagement Manager for the City of Sacramento, joined by Community Ambassador Juan Carlos Ruiz, and they are talking about the Community Ambassadors Program within the City of Sacramento. And that is it for Insight Live at Noon, with a rebroadcast at 7 p.m. Have a great day.